selling the Socialist just some of the events where the Socialist newspaper was sold in the past week. Newcastle Corbyn rally. Newcastle's rally with Jeremy Corbyn had the feeling of an illegal rave. First we heard a rumor that Corbyn was coming, then we were told we could apply for tickets, but the venue details wouldn't be given out until 24 hours before the event. In the end it was virtually standing room only at Newcastle's City Hall on the 6th of October. The queue to get into the venue wrapped right around the venue, with another queue to get into that queue. Clearly Corbyn can still pull in big audiences. We sold all 70 copies of the Socialist newspaper we had with us, and I spotted people inside the venue reading our paper as they waited for the rally to begin. Corbyn spoke well, but MPs Ian Lavery and Laura Pidcock were also applauded, especially when, unlike Corbyn, they mentioned socialism. Gateshead are slogans of Tories out now, and no to the bosses EU, for a workers' Brexit were well received on our the 5th of October campaign stall in Gateshead. It's always good to be in working class town centres, to get a feel for what the mood is. There's a definite hatred of the Tories, Boris's bubble is deflating, but still a lot of uncertainty over Corbyn. We had some really good discussions. In the main, people agree with Corbyn's policies, but are uncertain he has the backbone to carry them out. Elaine Brunskill Hoxton. We ran a campaign stall and socialist newspaper sale in Hoxton, East London, supporting postal workers balloting for strikes, and demanding the renationalisation of Royal Mail. The mother of a postal worker took some of our leaflets for her son's depot. She said he'll definitely be voting yes in the strike ballot. A young woman who works for a city law firm said she'd definitely sign any petition to do with trade unions. She told us she was a Fabian, but the current situation has pushed her to think a more radical solution is needed. Chris Newby Barnsley. The mood was very mixed in Barnsley on the 5th of October. Some hate Boris and the Tories, one rightly told us he's a charlatan. Others, in what once was a solid Labour ex-mining town, are hostile to Corbyn, and have no trust in Labour. Our slogans were to save our NHS from Tory cuts and privatisation, scrap universal credit, and kick out the Tories. We got more public engagement, for and against, than in recent stalls elsewhere. We sold 20 copies of The Socialist. Special mention to Thea, Karen and Sean's grandson, by a socialist paper, only two left. Alistair Tice.